when the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone.
You're pretty busy, aren't you?
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed from the Marine Memorial Theater in San Francisco, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Connins with the mayors, and Bing's guest, Dennis Day.
Dennis Day, huh? Is the tenor going to be with us tonight?
He sure is.
Good. I hope I have some songs scheduled with high notes in them. He can take over the tall ones for me.
What's the matter, Buster? Can't you hit those high notes anymore?
Only glancing blows. Those I've hit lately haven't even felt it, Ken.
Well, you could hit them if you tried. I think you're just getting lazy.
No, it's not that. It's dangerous.
Dangerous?
Sure. Every time I hit a high note now, my tonsils flail each other like they're fighting for the middleweight title. That's
pretty...
Graziano and Zale.
Pretty exciting. Bing, bing. What happens to your Adam's apple?
Adam's apple's the referee.
Oh, well, it's nice you got something handy to separate your tonsils and the clinches.
Mother Nature takes care of everything except high notes.
Yes.
Well, shall we segue away from this clinical discussion and do a song?
I think we should, Doctor. What's your opening number, Asleep in the Deep?
Well, I rather planned to do The Flea by Mussorgsky,
but... That would be nice. You know it?
My contrabassoon player threw a shoe about mid-afternoon. We can't do it, but as a suitable substitute, we will all grab our burpee seed catalogs and sing Sunflower. And if Alec Templeton is listening, in answer to your query, Alec, the voice in the rhythm airs that is, quote, high as a star, unquote, belongs to the beauteous Lulie Jean Norman. This chick is more astronomic than Dennis Day. The other girls in the group are lovely Dion Pendleton and bubbly little Gloria Wood, 5 feet and all fun. Ready with Sunflower, somebody? Quick.
I was born in Kansas, I was bred in Kansas, and when I get married, I'll be wed in Kansas. There's a true blue gal who promised she would wait. She's a sunflower from the sunflower state. She's a sunflower, she's my sunflower, and I know we'll never part. Ladies, she's a sunflower, she's my one flower, she's the flower of my heart.
Yip, yip, yip. Sunny, sunny, sunflower.
Troubles end in Kansas.
Folks, sun, stand in Kansas.
Everyone you meet will be your friend in Kansas. And they'll all be there to help me. They're gonna help me celebrate with my sunflower from the sunflower state.
Oh, sun,
oh, sun,
oh, sun.
She's a sunflower, she's my sunflower, and I know we'll never part. She's a sunflower, she's my one flower, she's the flower of my heart. She's the flower of my heart.
Oh, sun.
Oh, sun.
Oh, flower.
Oh,
oh, sun.
Oh, pops.
Oh, flower.
The sunny flower of my heart.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
very springtimey, Bingham with the mares. You know, I'll bet sunflower plants all over the country are still dancing to the tempo of that tune. I can just see their golden petals swaying in the breeze and keeping time to the music.
Ken,
yeah?
Has anyone ever told you that you're exceedingly talented when it comes to painting word pictures?
Yeah?
That you're positively poetic in your descriptions?
Oh, do you really think I am, Bing?
No, I just wondered if anyone ever told you that.
No, as a matter of fact, I don't believe anyone ever has.
Well, don't phone us. We'll phone you.
Thank you.
Leave your picture.
No, Bing, when I really get poetic is when I talk about the Philco 1405, the world's finest table radio phonograph.
Oh, I've written a slew of sonnets to the 1405 myself. It's a beauty.
Yes, sir. Say, Bing, have you ever heard of a table fairly groaning from the weight of a lot of fine food placed on it?
That's a cliche that I abjure.
You know what happens to a table with a Philco 1405 on it?
Don't tell me it groans.
Oh, no, of course not. It dances for joy.
You know, you're right, Ken. My table danced so much, I booked it for 6 solid weeks of seances at Laguna Beach.
Yes, sir, tables really blow their tops over a 1405.
Man,
it makes them completely happy.
So, folks, if you have an unhappy table in your house, you don't have to have it refinished. You don't have to put nylons on its legs. You don't have to send it to a psychiatrist. Just put a Philco 1405 on it.
Yeah, that's right, folks. You furnish the table, Philco will furnish the world's finest table radio phonograph. No wonder tables jump for joy. This great Philco 1405 hits a new high in happy listening. It gives you a 2-speed phonograph, automatic record changer, powerhouse radio, all with the most gorgeous true-to-life tone you ever heard from a table model. And there's a reason. Philco engineers built a special acoustical system for it, brand new in a table model. They created a true tone chamber, completely enclosed back, front, and sides, and matched to a special speaker. The result? The same full performance you expect from expensive consoles in a table radio phonograph that's tops for your money from Philco, the leader.
Here's one of the great songs in the Cole Porter musical, Kiss Me, Kate, which stars Alfred Drake and Patricia Morrison. This rendition features Buddy Cole at the piano.
Why can't you behave? Oh, why can't you behave? After all those things told me, and the promises that you gave, oh, why can't you behave? Why can't you be good and do just as you should? Won't you turn that new leaf over so your baby can be your slave? And why can't you behave? There's a farm I know near my old hometown where we two can go and try settling down. There I'll care for you forever, 'cause you're all in the world I crave. Oh, but why can't you behave?
A Okay, see, I thought you said Dennis Day was our guest.
Well, he called this afternoon, said he was coming over to see us, so I just assumed he was going to be our guest star.
Well, I wonder if he's going to show.
Old Dennis is here, but he's outside in the hall having an argument with his girlfriend.
Arguing with his girl? I wonder what the argument's about.
Oh, it's probably nothing.
Yeah, some silly thing, I suppose.
Now, you listen to me, Dennis Day.
I will not.
Because I play Bing Crosby records is no reason for you to be jealous.
Well, that's all you do. Ever since I've known you, I've heard Crosby until he's coming out of my ears. When he isn't coming out of my ears, he's going into my ears. After all, I want to be engaged to a girl, not a jukebox.
Dennis, just because I play his records, it doesn't mean I'm in love with him. Why, lots of people like to listen to Bing sing.
I can't stand him.
So childish. You'll have to admit he's good.
Eh, what's so good about him?
That voice. Oh, when I listen to him sing, he sounds like he's singing just to me.
If he gets any worse, he will be.
Jealous.
Well, why shouldn't I be? Does Crosby bring you candy? Does Crosby bring you flowers?
You shouldn't talk. What about you?
Well, he doesn't bring me any either.
Oh, you're being jealous of Bing is just silly.
Oh, I can see through you, Mildred. You're in love with Crosby and you're trying to protect him from a good thrashing.
Dennis, you're impossible. Why are you Irishmen always fighting?
Well, what else have we got? Fine way to treat me after the way I skimped and scraped to buy that Captain Marvel magic ring.
Dennis, for goodness sake, you're making a mountain out of a molehill.
I am not. How quick you forgot about that little house with the white picket fence and that family we planned. How do you think you'll feel someday when my children point to you and say, she's the reason we've never had a mother? I'm going in there and give that Crosby a piece of my mind.
Say, Bing, here's Dennis Day now.
Yeah. Hi, Dennis.
I ought to punch you right in the nose.
Dennis.
And another thing.
What?
Hello.
Hello. Now that that's over, Dennis, what's on your mind?
I want my girl back. That's what's on my mind.
Well, I'd like to help you out, but I haven't got your girl.
Then give me any girl you've got. I'm lonesome.
Lonesome? Well, what's this all about?
Oh, don't try to act so innocent. My girl's in love with you, and I came here to talk with you, man to man.
Oh, man to man.
Well, what are you laughing at? The Constitution says all men are created equal, so a tenor is just as much a man as a baritone.
Why, of course, kid, don't be so sensitive. Dennis, I haven't got your girl. In fact, I've never even seen her.
A likely story.
Dennis, don't be ridiculous. I'm a married man. I have four children. Now, why don't you stop?
He tells me to stop.
It's a fantastic imagination I've never heard of. How can I carry on a romance with a young lady I've never even met? What's your girlfriend's name? I'm just curious now. Come on, what's her name? Well, is it Mary? Fay? Jane? Catherine? Barbara? Iris? Betty? Mildred?
Ha-ha! How did you know my girlfriend?
Just a wild guess. Now, pull yourself together, Dennis, and tell Uncle Bing all about it. Now, come on. Just what sort of trouble you having with your girl?
Well, every night when I call on Mildred, she puts on a stack of your records, and before you know it, there's a lot of hugging and kissing going on.
Oh, well, I'll be darned. Records put her in a romantic mood, huh?
No, they put me in a romantic mood.
What are you beefing about?
Well, all the time I'm hugging and kissing, my girl's sitting way over by the phonograph in a trance.
She's way over by the phonograph? Well, then how do you manage the hugging and kissing?
I practice on a pillow.
No. Well, that saves getting all smeared up with lipstick.
Yeah.
I don't see where you got anything to worry about, Dennis. Your girlfriend may be listening to my records, but she's with you. Now, how could you possibly be jealous about that?
Well, I make records, too.
So, I tell you what you do. There's only one real course for you to pursue. You take every one of my records she has and break them.
Well, I tried that, but she went out and bought new ones.
Don't give up. My advice to you is as fast... Just as fast as she keeps buying those records, you keep breaking them.
Well, will that help me?
I don't know about you, but it won't hurt me. Well, really, Dennis, I'd like to help you with your problem. You've got a girl who likes my records, and she thinks she has a crush on me. Now, we've just got to do something to discourage her.
Well, maybe if she could see you in person.
What?
Oh, now, don't get me wrong, Mr. Crosby. I like the way you look, but I'm not a girl.
Congratulations.
Oh, don't congratulate me. I had nothing to do with it.
Dennis, now, come on. Tell me about your girlfriend, Mildred. Let's start at the beginning and see what we can do to remedy this bitter breach.
Well, would you like to know how we first met?
Yeah.
Well, it was a beautiful, sunshiny summer day.
Mm-hmm.
I can still hear the roar of the water pounding my ears. And as far as the eye could see, white, billowy foam.
Oh.
And there I was hoping she'd notice me as I stood there in my shorts.
On the beach at Malibu?
No, I was standing in front of the washing machines at the laundromat.
Oh, what a romantic setting. Oh, idyllic.
Yeah. Well, there we were, two strangers standing in the line at the laundromat, and the first thing we knew...
Yeah?
Our bundles touched.
Confidentially, and this won't go any further, I promise you, Dennis, who made the first move? I mean, did her bundle touch your bundle first, or... did your bundle touch her bundle?
Who knows? I fainted.
Oh. What a pity.
And then when I came to, she was putting a quarter in the machine, and I'll never forget my first words.
What were they?
Can I put my bundle in with your bundle?
And that's how it all started?
Yeah, we stood there looking through the glass door at our laundry, and boy, did I feel like a wolf.
A wolf? Why?
You should see my long underwear going around after her nightgown.
Well, I must say that paints a lively picture, doesn't it, Dennis? It seems a shame after this beautiful beginning that you and Mildred should have let your romance be shattered by me. Me, who hasn't even got a suit of long underwear to my name.
You can have mine. You've got my girl.
Well, you got nothing to worry about, Dennis. Mildred's interest in me can't be serious. Although sometimes a young girl like Mildred is attracted to an older man.
Well, I told her someday I'll be an older man, but you can't rush those things.
I did. Dennis, I'll let you in on a little secret. Women are usually attracted to older men because they've been around. Their conversation is mature and interesting. Oh. Have you ever tried talking to your girl like an older man?
Oh, sure. I tried last night.
What did you say?
Howdy, bub.
Oh, no. That's a little too early. I met a man of the world. But it should be this world.
I guess I just don't understand, Mildred.
Well, Dennis, all women are hard to handle when they have the upper hand. Now, here's what you ought to do. Give her the air for a few days. Worry her a little.
Oh, I tried that once. I stayed away for 3 whole days before I called her on the phone.
Well, I'll bet you noticed a different tone of voice.
Yeah, a man answered.
Well, maybe it wasn't a man at all. Could have been Mildred with a bad cold.
Oh, I'm sure it wasn't. I could tell it wasn't Mildred by the first 3 words.
What 3 words?
This is Max.
That does sound a little suspicious. When he told you it was Max, what did you say?
Well, what could I say? I told him I was Mildred's mother and hung up. Boy, what a close shave that was.
Well, I'm sure everything's going to work all out. All right, Dennis. Mildred will get over those silly notions of hers, and before long, love will be in bloom again, just as it was that happy day in the laundromat.
Gee, do you really think so, Mr. Crosby?
Think so. I know so. I'm positive.
Golly, I'm so happy I could sing.
You are?
Yeah, lucky I'm a singer, isn't it?
It sure is, and I mean in more ways than one. What would you like to sing, Dennis?
Well, would Clancy Lower the Boom be too noisy and boisterous for such a solemn program
as
this?
Well, it seems like a polite way of pointing up our weekly lull, but I'll take it. I think Clancy Lower the Boom is just what this program needs.
Would you care to sing it with me, Mr. Crosby?
I'd be happy to, Dennis. Of course, this noisy, boisterous type of song isn't exactly my racket. My forte is the dreamy, romantic ballad.
You ought to get a load of me doing a romantic song. I lay it on like Buddy Clark.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Gordon McRae's my man. Let's lower the boom. You take the high notes, I'll take the low notes, and I'll be on the railroad hour before you.
Okay.
Now, Clancy was a peaceful man, if you know what I mean.
The cops picked up the pieces after Clancy left the scene. He never looked for trouble, that's a fact you can assume. But nevertheless, when trouble would press, Clancy lured the boom.
Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom, 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 boom.
O'Leary was a fighting man, they all knew he was tough. He strutted round the neighborhood, a shooting off his gun.
That he did.
He picked a fight with Clancy, then and there he sealed his doom. Before you could shout,
O'Leary, look out!
And Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom, boom, boom.
He left the barber shop with tonic on his hair. He walked into the pool room and he met O'Reilly there. O'Reilly said,
oh, for goodness sakes, do I smell perfume?
Before you could stack your cue in the rack,
Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh, the Clancy, oh, the Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom,
boom, boom.
Mulrooney walked into the bar and ordered up a round.
Oh, he did.
He left his drink to telephone, and Clancy drank it down.
Oh,
Mulrooney said,
who drunk me drink? I lay him in a stone.
Before you could tap the tap of your hat, Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh, the Clancy, oh, the Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom.
Hand delivered ice to Mrs. Clancy's flat. He'd always linger for a while to talk of this and that.
He was a gabby barber.
One day he kissed her just as Clancy walked into the room.
Look out!
Before you could say the time of the
everybody
day, Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh, the Clancy! Oh, the Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom.
The neighbors all turned out for Kate O'Grady's wedding day.
That they did.
MacDougall said,
let's have some fun. I think I'll start a fight.
He wrecked the hall, then kissed the bride, pulverized the groom. Then quick as a wink, before you could think,
Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, the Clancy. Oh, the Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, the Clancy. Oh, the Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom.
There's no man to trifle with, that
Clancy. Oh, I tell you, there's nobody like him in the 12 counties, the 5 boroughs, including Canarsie, Queens, Milpitas, and Petaluma.
Yeah, thank you.
Right at the top of the ladder.
He's a fine boy.
Fine boy.
Oh, great, Dennis and Bing. That had everything with a map of Ireland on it, and we're saving that for television. Which reminds me, there's magic in the air nowadays. Brand new Philco magic. For instance, those sensational new values in Philco table radios. Folks, if you want the most for your money in a quality table radio, see your Philco dealer now. This is your big moment to buy, but definitely. Values were never greater, quality never so high. And you're missing plenty if you miss this opportunity to trade in your old radio on a brand new Philco. Really, something new has been added to table radio performance. Just take a listen for yourself. You'll agree you never heard such tone and such quality from a table model before. And remember, in a table radio, quality counts double. So look for the Philco name when you buy. Like the hallmark on sterling silver, it's your guarantee of quality. From the world's largest radio manufacturer, Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Here's a recent melodic importation from La Belle France, first popularized by Edith Piaf. Then it was called Les Trois Cloches. Over here we have an English lyric written by Dick Manning.
While the Angelus was ringing, calling for the evening prayer, I could hear the choir singing as I saw you standing there. Silently I stood beside you. How my heart was beating then. For my dreams had all come true. I was safely back with you, never more to roam again. Then the great cathedral spire seemed to come alive and say, through the voices of the choir, there will be a wedding day. Then a golden ray of sunlight from a window in the sky shone upon us from above. Heaven's blessings on our love. Now our love will never die. Heaven's blessings on our love. Now our love will never die.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, and it seems that that about brings this session to a close. Hey, is Dennis Day still here?
Yeah, he's still here.
Oh, yeah. Say, Dennis, why don't you have your girlfriend come in, huh?
Oh, that's right. She's still out in the hall.
Well, bring her in. I'd like to meet her.
Well, I guess it'll be all right. I'll see if Mildred's waiting. Of course, if she's gone, you'll have to meet her some other time.
Well, that's fair enough.
Oh, Mildred, are you still there?
Uh-huh.
Well, come on in.
Okay.
Mildred, I'd like to have you meet Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby?
Whoop!
Control yourself, Mildred. Control yourself, I do.
Mildred, Dennis tells me you've been having a little argument now. I think your kids ought to patch this thing up, huh? Say, why don't you take Mildred out tonight, Dennis? You know, take her out dancing.
I can't dance.
Why, Dennis, you took lessons from Arthur Murray for 6 months.
Oh, I can dance well with Arthur Murray, but the minute I try it with a girl...
What happens when you try it with a girl?
Well, when I try it with a girl, I freeze.
Oh, you'll do all right.
Say, Mr. Crosby, who's your guest next week?
Next week, our guest is Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart?
Dennis, you read Mildred's line.
Oh, pardon me.
Good night, Dennis and Mildred. Incidentally, the squeals on tonight's program were by Jeanette Waldo, who came to you through the courtesy of Ozzie Nelson.
And Dennis Day appeared through the courtesy of the Colgate-Palmolive Peat Company.
And Bing Crosby appeared through the courtesy of Paramount Studio, where Bob Hope is currently stealing money. You know, this is National Boys Club Week, and I feel that we should all acknowledge the outstanding work the Boys Clubs of America are accomplishing on behalf of American youth. This great national organization, established to provide wholesome recreation and constructive activity for boys, is developing character, self-reliance, and tolerance in the citizens of tomorrow. Help build America strong by building better boys. Good night, folks, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
This program was produced and transcribed in San Francisco by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guest, Jimmy Stewart. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the greatest values in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.